Love or hate them, the snapback is back. The well-known cap, popularized in the 90s, is not done yet, as we see this fashion throwback arrive on the style scene once again. Snapbacks look good hanging loose with some baggy jeans and t-shirt. But as the wearers of snapbacks have grown, so have their styling choices. So don't be surprised if you see them paired with fitted suits and other contemporary wear. It's probably the versatility of this style of cap that has made them a firm favorite for many. But like any look, get it wrong and it will seem like you've just been spat out of a time machine. So if you're wondering how to wear a snapback cap, check out this handy guide to find the best ways. What is a snapback? Contrary to what many people think, the snapback is not a brand, but a style of cap. You can recognize a snapback by its wide flat brim and the plastic closure that snaps at the back, hence the name, snapback, and here's some snapback history for you. While it's widely believed that snapbacks were invented in the 1990s, this is actually not true. Hip-hop culture did indeed make these caps more popular with the public, but their origins lie in baseball. This well-loved accessory has been around since the 1950s. In fact, in 1958, the baseball team Brooklyn Excelsiors were the first ones to wear snapbacks. Back then, the design was simple, just a round crown and a short flat brim, but if snapbacks originated in baseball, and baseball caps, dad hats, also originated from baseball, what's the difference? Glad you asked. While the snapback cap and the baseball cap share some similarities, make no mistake, these are two different caps altogether. I'll go into this a little further. If you wear a snapback cap, you should know how to spot them. To the snapback aficionados, you may want to skip this step, but to those who are new to this look, I'll briefly point out some of the differences between them. Feature snapback dad hat, design snapbacks have a nice amount of space at the front, so they tend to have bolder, more in-your-face designs. In the case of a dad hat, the stickers and design on the front is not as important. The closure at back is plastic and adjustable to fit any head. A dad cap has a metallic closure, non-adjustable. The brim of a snapback is completely flat. The brim of a dad hat is rounder and pre-shaped. The angle snapback have an angle of 90 degrees from the cap and the brim. Dad caps are designed at an obtuse angle, so it doesn't look as wide as a snapback panel. There are 6 panels in snapback caps. Dad caps, baseball caps, have 5 panels. First things first, how to choose a snapback. These slick hats come in a load of incredible designs, so you will always find something that suits your style and personality. Still stumped on what to choose? Consider your desired look and take it from there. Want something more casual and a little fun? Choose a snapback that comes with some interesting text or incredible embroidery. This can range from sports, animal, symbols, words, and more, like sports. Then select a snapback with your team logo. This is where snapbacks come into their own. Motifs and large texts are very much a snapback cap thing, but if you want your hat to be in the background while your outfit takes center stage, choose a solid color and a more minimalist design. This is also a good choice for someone trying snapbacks for the first time. Even an all-black snapback can look dapper with the right outfit. The style is up to you. Just choose something that represents your style and something you feel good in. It's the only thing that will make a difference to your look, but it's important to make sure the material that a snapback is made of looks good and is comfortable too. You can find snapbacks in a massive array of materials, from cotton to leather, mesh, and tweed. The choice in snapback material will probably come down to the season. Cotton is good in summer, while leather and tweed makes more sense in the winter. We all know the general way to wear a snapback is face forward. Although it's still a casual look, it appears cleaner than wearing it backward. This way of wearing a snapback looks great paired with some smart/casual wear or a hip-hop inspired outfit. To add a little more edge, point the brim towards the sky as far as possible and sit the cap on your head without completely pushing it in place. When you wear a snapback cap backwards, it's like making a statement in itself, whether that be your mood at the time, your musical persuasions, or your personality and style. Just be aware that this look can also come off as awkward and outdated if paired with the wrong outfit. To look good wearing a snapback backward, team it with something contemporary and modern. Also, keeping in line with the carefree vibe backward facing snapbacks project, opt for a more casual outfit. Try urban-style streetwear and wear the cap a little higher on your head at a slant. More than likely, you're probably going to wear your snapback in casual settings. If you decide to wear patterned shirts, choose a snapback that has a neutral color such as blue or tan, like the geometric snapback here. That way you get a good balance and they don't end up clashing, in the case of snapbacks that are a little bolder, with emblems, texts or patterns, stick to neutral colored clothing, so there aren't too many focal points. Paired with a button-down shirt and some chinos. Pull it all together with some dress shoes, boots, or nice sneakers. The hat should accentuate your look, so opt for a cap that ties your outfit together. How do I wear a snapback hat? If you want a look that naturally works with snapbacks, then the hip-hop style is a great option. Team an oversized t-shirt and some baggy jeans with your favorite snapback, and you've got an on-trend outfit. Or, make a statement with a black snapback with bold white embroidery, or even gold. Finish off the look with a loose-fitted graphic tee, sneakers, and ripped blue jeans. How to wear your snapback cap. In this case, wear face forward, peak high and pointed upwards. Backwards caps and a hip-hop look are a little on the nose and, unless you're very young, it can sometimes come off as someone trying too hard to be hip, which is never good. So keep it face forward. Now you have some ideas on how to wear a snapback. There's definitely some things you should avoid, even if it looks good. Don't buy snapback with a sports team you know nothing about. Otherwise you risk the embarrassment of looking clueless when someone asks questions about them. The peak should never be bent. This trend is long, long gone, and it just makes the cap look bad. Want a bent peak? Then get a curved visor. Snapback peaks are flat for a reason, so leave them that way. Keep your hair relatively neat and groomed. You shouldn't have tufts of hair poking out in different directions. Don't tuck your ears into your snapbacks, just don't. One size fits all doesn't mean you shouldn't consider the size of the cap. If you have a medium-sized head, a snapback for a larger head will end up covering your eyes. A snapback that is too small will end up making you feel like your head is in a vice the whole day, so check the sizing before you buy. Whether you go for bold, edgy, or something more neutral, wear your snapback with swagger and style. Now you know how to wear a snapback, check out the Snaps Backs in our collection today.